Ms. Albert Hink of Hoopston, Illinois, O.X. Bellyman of Yellow Jump, North Dakota, and Homer U. McDanty of East Plain, Oregon.
And that's the 10.
Splendid, right?
Splendid.
May I have a dime?
No. Didn't he rattle those names off fine?
Oh, he's a whiz.
Now for the letter.
I started to tell you what Miss Morehouse said about her sister-in-law over the telephone.
Well, Rush is about to read H.K.'s letters, kiddo. All right, let's see it.
H.K. Fleber, first white child born in Gravelman, South Carolina, the geographic center of the United States.
That's H.K.'s own special letterhead, say.
Is it?
Engraved after a pattern originated by himself. See the volcano?
I never heard of any volcanoes in South Carolina.
Read.
You say I could have it done?
No, read.
Dearest Sky Brother Gook, in hot, dumb, clock, in, sim, spittle, cornucopia, lump. Agricola, spinach, ad nauseum.
Miss Morehouse on the phone this morning particularly asked
him. Well, listen to this, Vic.
Well, Vic, you rotten old horse thief, it's been a long time since you wrote. I bumped into Harry Winnie in Syracuse the week before
Lent. Well, skip down to the next paragraph. That's just personal items. It's junk.
If you could spare a dime, Gov, I'd be able to go.
No dime. Read.
It has occurred to me, Vic, that it's a dirty shame we've allowed...
The gist of what he says there, Sade, is that he is dismayed that a wonderful group like the All-Star Marching Team was permitted to disintegrate. He's all for putting it on its feet again with a bang.
Gee, but I'm hungry.
Read.
It has occurred to me, Vic...
I've always given your mother the gist of the paragraph there. Skip down to the next one.
We have some mighty fine men.
The gist of that paragraph is that he praises the boys in the group, names them all over. Has a kind word for me, himself, Robert and Slobbert Hink, O.X. Bellyman, Y.Y. Flurch, J.J. Stunboat, and Homer U. McGenty.
Well.
Okay.
We have some mighty fine men.
I covered that paragraph with what I just said. Next paragraph.
It is gratifying to know that certain deadwood in the organization has been replaced by such fine timber...
as E. Tyson Studger and Hermie Wormy. Yeah. H.K. goes on to eulogize E. Tyson Studger and Hermie Wormy.
They represent...
Yeah, they represent new blood, he goes on to say. And then what follows, Rush?
E. Tyson Studger and Hermie Wormy...
are hardy, intelligent, and resourceful. Aren't those his words, George?
E. Tyson Studger and Hermie Wormy...
are hardy, intelligent, and resourceful. Yeah, those are his words. I've never met E. Tyson Studger and Hermie Wormy myself. Proceed.
Now, Vic, I have this in mind.
This paragraph answered your question, Kido.
Did I ask a question?
You were talking about the members of the All-Star Marching Team never getting together.
Uh-huh.
It is H.K. Fleber's thought that we get together in spirit.
Oh.
Because, well, listen. How do I...
Now, Vic, I have this in mind.
He wants all 10 of us to be out in our backyards at a certain minute of a certain hour of a certain evening and march by ourselves, alone.
Didn't you do that once before?
Yes, we did, but in a very sloppy, unsatisfactory fashion. H.K. Fleber has worked the thing out in microscopic detail. You see where that is, Henry, there, where he describes...
Yeah. My idea is simplicity itself. I suggest...
Say we decide on Tuesday evening, December the 8th, at 6 o'clock on the dot. We'll all have stopwatches. I go out in our backyard. H.K. Fleber goes out in his. Robert and Slobbert go out in theirs. And so on. The Lester Nebraska guys, of course, are four in number, so they can assemble in the same backyard. Don't it work out beautifully?
Make talk.
How do you mean?
Neighbors will wonder what's going on, you marching around the backyard.
I should give a snap of my fingers for meddling neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out in the backyard Tuesday evening, December the 8th, see? I know that scattered over the United States, 9 other guys are in their backyards, alert and waiting. I consult my stopwatch. It's 4 seconds to 6. It's 3 seconds to 6. It's 2 seconds to 6. It's 1 second to 6. Cover the porch!
Wow.
Some stuff, huh?
I should say.
Read some more on that, Harry.
Every all-star marcher will, of course, march...
in the same direction, south. And every marcher will, of course, take the regular prescribed step of 2 feet and 3 inches to the second. That's shaving it down to a fine yard, guess.
Yeah.
Read the really fine points he's worked out.
Every all-star marcher will naturally wear...
his complete lodge regalia. Now, there's a touch of genius, because a fella feels more like he's in a parade if he's wearing a costume.
You're going to stomp around the backyard in your tassel boots, plumed hat, lodge robe, and sword?
Sure.
The neighbors will talk.
They can talk and welcome.
Gee, but I'm hungry.
What comes next, Rush? The difficulties?
Let's see. There are certain difficulties that must be overcome.
Yeah. Say, he goes on to tell about the different time zones.
Does he?
He's got a brain on him, that chap.
Mm.
Lots of nitwits wouldn't have thought of that angle.
Mm.
You catch on to the angle, don't you? Think what?
You tell me.
If at 6 o'clock I went out in our backyard and started to march, and if at 6 o'clock H.K. Fleber went out in his backyard and started to march, would we be marching in unison?
I guess so.
We would not. We'd be an hour apart.
Oh.
Because South Carolina is in the eastern time zone and we're in the middle west time zone.
Mm.
When it's 6 o'clock here, it's 7 o'clock in South Carolina.
Oh.
Homer U. McDancy lives in Oregon, which is in the western time zone. He's 2 whole hours earlier than we are.
Mm.
I don't know about the guys in Nebraska. They may be in a mountain time zone.
I think they're the same as us, though.
Well, in any case, you perceive that there are difficulties to be overcome.
Mm-hmm.
Rita.
Other problems to be solved.
Oh,
concern.
Next comes real difficulty, Dave.
Yeah.
Okay.
Robert and Slobbert Hink reside...
in a flat. Yeah. You see, say, they reside in a flat and they have no backyard.
Wow.
Y.Y. Birch and J.J. Stunbull...
live in a tent on a vacant lot and they have no backyard.
Hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
O.X. Bellyman faces a peculiar situation.
Yeah, in that his backyard runs east and west, and if he marched south, he could only take 7 steps. See the difficulty?
Yeah.
Read the rest of it.
Hoping that we may...
start work on this movement at once, he goes on to say. Oh, he's a hustler, H.K. Fleebury.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Marie.
Gumbono, William, Nabiscus, Ad Valor, Insipidus, Eberish, Hawk, Avocado, Sims.
That.
Yours forever in the golden shackles of the sacred stars of the Milky Way, I remain affectionately H.K. Fleebury.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mighty nice.
Mm-hmm.
Have a dime, Gus?
No.
Well, fellas, I bet the meat's done by now. Let's go see.